Time now to take five for your community, a service of WAMW. Sherry Treadway is with us from Four Rivers Resource Services. And Sherry, what a big, exciting event you've got coming up at Four Rivers, right?
We do. Next week on the 13th is Valentine's Day at the State House, which we participate in every year. And it's sponsored by the Arc of Indiana. And our self-advocates go up and have an opportunity to meet their legislators and senators and several state employees that work with our folks in our business.
You've been doing this for the past several years, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Now, for those that are going, they get a full day. They get to meet the legislators, as you mentioned, but they get to check out the State House and see the government in action.
Yes, they absolutely do. It is a very early day. We have to leave around 7:30 in the morning, so they all talk about having to get up in the middle of the night to make this trip. But we do travel to Indianapolis, usually by a couple of buses. And there will be usually 25 to 30 people that attend. And the day is a little bit scheduled out for them. They have a self-advocates of Indiana meeting first. So they get to meet up with a lot of their other friends that they've met over the years and talk about the issues that they'll be dealing with as self-advocates over the year. And then they have set times to meet the governor, the lieutenant governor, the secretary and treasurer, and then they're able to meet with their own legislators and senators.
Really cool. Great event. When you're talking about self-advocates, for those listening at home, tell them what a self-advocate does.
We have about 18 self-advocates in what they have named the Four Rivers Gang. And they get together once a month as a group and talk about issues that might be going on that affect them as persons with disabilities. And they do a lot of awareness things. As you recall, some of them have come and spoke on the radio before about different events that they've had, or they've talked about DSP Week when we recognize our direct support professionals. Next month, they will probably like to come in and talk about Disability Awareness Month. And about how they like to be treated as equals and how they wish that other people would perceive them. So they're always just fighting for things that will help better their lives.
And they, in this case, on Tuesday, when they go to the State House, they can bring some of these issues directly to their state legislature.
Yes, they have an opportunity to talk to them one-on-one. And I know one of the things this year that they are very anxious to do is to thank them for the increases that we got that allowed us to pay our DSPs a little bit more.
Really great. And again, this is going to be on Tuesday.
It's on Tuesday. It starts at 10, I believe. And they will also deliver handmade Valentines that they have made to all of the representatives and the state employees that they will be meeting. And this year we added a photograph of all of them, or of them with those legislators and senators that they're going to meet that we've taken in years past.
They really get a lot out of this, and it's just a fun-filled day, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really a lot of fun. One of the best days of my job, actually.
Well, again, Four Rivers Resource Services, if you're listening this morning and would like to help, there's always some opportunities available to join the Four Rivers team.
Yes, absolutely. We always have positions open for DSP positions, and I believe we also right now have some positions open in more of management level positions.
You can contact Four Rivers offices because you guys do so much more. I mean, it's hard to describe it in the short amount of time we have on the radio, but you provide so many great services, it's unbelievable.
We do. We do a lot of supports for people that live in their own homes or apartments in our supported living program, and that's usually where we need staff to help in those positions because they are working with folks one-on-one in many cases. And we also do public transportation, housing, healthy families, preschool, adult day services, job placement, and just you name it.
A lot. And you're going to be, several are going to be participating in the Night to Shine tonight, which I know they're real excited about.
Yes, they're very excited about that. I met with several of them last week, and they were all talking about their tuxes and their gowns, and they're ready. They were ready last week.
Well, great work. Keep up the great work. Enjoy your trip to the State House next week on Tuesday. And on behalf of all of us, thank those self-advocates because they are making a difference. They are doing a lot of good, and we appreciate their efforts and what they're doing.
I definitely will do that.
Thank you, Sherry, for coming in today.
You're welcome.
Take five, a service of WAMW.